Influencers. Welcome to Influencers West. Influencers is a worldwide men's ministry with purpose. Men learning to become men of God no matter where they are called to worship. We are men from every nation and language and status who proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord of our lives. Call the Bible the final authority. Men of prayer, men of fellowship with other like-minded men, and share the good news with all. Welcome to our band of brothers. You may find us on the web at influencerswest.org.
Men, we have habits, and we have a habit of praying, but I'm asking you to break your habit. Would you stand up, please? Oh, it's good to see a Nebraska shirt in the front. Oh, man. Would you extend your hands towards Bill? This is not an empty gesture on your part. This is a very meaningful gesture. Because we are asking God to anoint Bill. To speak to us His word. An anointed word that will penetrate our hearts, that will renew our minds, that will quicken our bodies, that will set us free from the bondage of this world, so that we will be free to serve the living God. So, Father, we ask, would you speak through Bill? Lord, even if what you say to us is not what he says, we accept your word. Yes, Holy Spirit, have your way. Let life go forth, and let that life remain so that Jesus is glorified.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Yeah. To Joseph's prayer, the reason I know that this is a message for you guys and for me is that basically when Pete's gone, I have a list of guys I contact. The first one I contacted was Gary Stubblefield, who was in India. The second person I contacted was Ryan Van Dusen, who's having a baby. He's not having a baby, but she's having a baby. The third thing is I was going to have John White give the message. And John is in San Bernardino this morning. So I asked the Lord the message that he had put on my heart if he wanted me to give it, and he did. This is the open book portion of the meeting today. I know you guys take notes. I can see you there. Other than Greg, there's two or three others. I would encourage you guys to take notes because you're old and you forget. And some of you are young and forget. Very few. Pete has had on his heart for a time such as this, five reasons to be excited about Jesus. Five reasons. What's the first one?
Jesus is the Lord of our lives.
Say again?
Jesus is the Lord of our lives.
No. But he is. The five things that Pete, if you took notes, you would know. The five things. Forgiveness is the first one. Way to go. The second one is purpose. And third is to build character in my life. The fourth is peace. And the fifth is security. I would like you to write these down because I'm going to give you an assignment at the end of this for this weekend. And I'm going to call your wives. Forgiveness, that you are forgiven. Purpose, that you have a purpose in life. That Pete is excited because God builds his character into our lives. The fourth is peace, and the fifth is security. I confess to you that I really, and this is why I didn't want to give this today, I really struggled with four and five. I know that what God is putting on our hearts is to have complete surrender. And studying and reading and praying over peace and serenity led me to the cross. Surprisingly, led me to the cross. And I had a vision of what Jesus went through that I want to share with you this morning. You want to roll the first one, the scourging?
The audience is now watching a scene from Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ. This scene is the scourging of Christ with a cat of nine tails.
The clip, the cat of nine tails, maybe you've heard the description of what is in the cat of nine tails, but it's glass and it's shards of metal that rip the skin of Jesus, our Savior. It ripped the skin into shreds. It ripped it into shreds. And the verse in the scripture talks about our healing. Our salvation and our healing are spoken together at the same time. It is by His stripes that we are healed. He did this so that we would then carry our cross that He's going to carry for us right now. Show the cross, please.
The audience is now watching another scene from The Passion of the Christ by Mel Gibson. This scene is when Jesus carries the cross down the Via Dolorosa.
The cross that he carried for all of us. He carried for all of us. This is a serious time when God is asking us each day to pick up our cross and follow Him. And I want to pray, I want to show the crucifixion, and I want you to look at these words right here. I have been crucified. When you see the crucifixion, I want you to be there with Him. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in this body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me.
The audience is now watching a third scene from The Passion of the Christ by Mel Gibson. This scene is the crucifixion of Christ when He is nailed to the cross.
the Jesus of Orange County does not bid you to come and die. The Jesus of Orange County bids you to do whatever you want, whenever you want to do it. This is the Jesus of Nazareth, who calls you to be sober-minded, to be deliberate. How is he, and this is what God put on my heart for myself, and I hope for you. He went to the Garden of Gethsemane. Although he was 100% God, it was the 100% man that came to the Garden of Gethsemane. It was us. We have a choice. Show the garden, please.
The audience is now watching the final and fourth scene from The Passion of the Christ, Mel Gibson's movie. This scene is the one in the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus is praying while his disciples are sleeping.
The reason I took these out of order by putting Gethsemane last is because he knew what he was going to go through in Gethsemane. You've seen what he went through. We don't really have an idea of what he really went through, but we have a taste of it. I read reviews, and it was interesting that some critics felt there was too much blood and guts, and it was distracting. And these are obviously people that don't know the Lord and don't know God. The purpose of this is not to focus on the death of Christ, but to understand how much God hates sin. How much God hates sin. The sin that we are doing now, these little sins, need to stop. In my life, God is calling me to a higher level, is calling you to a higher level. It is not acceptable anymore to the things that God has put in your heart. It is not acceptable. We must die to ourselves. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. And do not any longer be conformed to this world, but your mind needs to be renewed. How is your mind renewed? Your mind is renewed through the living word. Through the living word. We can no longer come here on Friday and church on Sunday and think that's what God wants us to do. We can no longer do churching. We can no longer just try to be good people. God is calling us to go to Gethsemane. Each one of us, your assignment this weekend, my assignment this weekend, is for you to go to Gethsemane. To go someplace in your house, sometime, go before the Lord. And submit yourself. The journey says total abandonment and absolute trust. That's what God is calling you to. We've got journey training on the 12th of December. Please come. Please get involved. But more and more, God is calling us to a deeper understanding of Himself. Ephesians 1:17. Look it up, read it. It's about drawing you into a deeper knowledge of God. You must each day, if you heard of Brother Lawrence, he had the practice of the presence of God, continually practicing the presence of God. Joshua 1:8, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Not prosperous and successful in terms of the world, but in terms of what God wants. I know when Don was up here that he had a verse that he read. And it's interesting because it's a verse that Joseph mentioned upstairs. And it's also a verse that I was going to read today. And it's John 16:33. I have told you these things so that you may have peace. In this world you have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome this. One of the things we must grasp in this is that through all of what you saw in terms of the scourging, in terms of carrying the cross, in terms of the crucifixion, is but the white funeral that Oswald talks about. We have to go to that white funeral. But listen to these words in Hebrews. Hebrews 12. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus. For the joy of the set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame. This is the message that God wanted you to hear this morning. It is a message of love. Jesus was scourged. Jesus was crucified out of love. He, at the cross in Gethsemane, was 100% man. 100% man. Otherwise, God did something we can't do. It was man. It was the man Jesus that did this, which opened an eternal door for us at that point to do exactly the same thing he did. We must do business with Jesus. We must do business in the garden. I ask you, I beg you this weekend to go take a quiet time and sit before the Lord and have your Gethsemane. And throughout your days, practice the presence of God in your heart before him, whether it's driving in the car or at work or wherever. So, Lord, I lift up these men of God. I thank you, Father, that they have come this morning. They came because you predetermined that they would hear this message from you. Lord, I pray that they would have eyes to see and hearts to hear the message that you've put on their hearts today, Lord. Bless them. May they this weekend reflect on your word. Lord, bless them and bless their household. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to show them a clock at Vestals next week.